This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fist pumping on the fan cam here, the final hour of the Friday edition, final hour of the week here on Sean and RJ. Sean Sharif back on Monday. We got RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton producing. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation live in Keller at Keller Fire Station number one as we kick off the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. And we just had Mike Adams, former Ranger, in the building. And now we go to another baseball legend, Rob Bradford of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
Legend, you like that?
Wow, man. Legend. What a way to start the day. And by the way, so
you're a force of nature, Rob. Legend. Let's be honest about it.
I don't know about this, but I do know this. I was so happy. I'm happy to see you guys, and thanks for having me. This is such a cool setup. And so Mike Adams, I had never met in person, but I was in a fantasy football league with him. I didn't even realize it. I mean, I didn't realize he was going to be here. So Mike Adams, Jonathan Papelbon, Johnny Gomes, all these guys. That was the first time I had talked trash to Mike Adams on the fantasy football
That is
thread,
great.
But never met him in person, so that was awesome.
I've had a Baseball Isn't Boring shirt since before I knew it was a podcast.
Wow.
It was like when I think y'all first started this thing, and I found it. I don't remember where I found it. I was like, that's awesome. That's an awesome shirt. And then I found out, oh, my God, it's a podcast. Oh, my God, our boss knows who you are. And I was like, this is too perfect.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Gavin Spittle was born, helped give birth to it back when we were both like 8 years old playing wiffle ball in Essex, Massachusetts. But, the baseball isn't boring thing. It really is. Yes, it is a podcast. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it is something. We started it a couple of years ago with Joe Kelly, the pitcher, and it was just we were making T-shirts and we were making social media. People like talking about it. People continue to like talking about it. And it's sort of like I explain, yeah, it's a podcast. But more, I think that people just – it's a conversation, right? Every single thing about Baseball Isn't Boring is a conversation. And I just showed you guys, I just got a tattoo, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Looks good.
Yeah, and which is if approved by the wife, so you know that it's a good conversation.
I can't believe you put it on your ass cheek the way you did.
I know. That's amazing,
yeah,
right?
Well,
and he's showing it off.
Yeah, anything for the brand, right? Anything
for the brand. Yeah. Dude, I am like really fascinated by this fantasy league that you're in. This group message with the trash talking must be through the freaking roof.
For legal reasons, we will not release the text messages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
This idiot over here on the air the other day is reading our group chat. And I'm like, you can't. You cannot do that. That's sacred.
I get the content thing. And believe me, I love content. But this one, especially with Papelbon being involved,
It's not happening.
It's not happening. But it was a pretty cool thing to do because that's what we want. We want these unique fantasy football leagues.
Yeah,
and I thought that one was pretty unique.
If Papelbon gets out of line, do you just talk about Bryce Harper?
No, he loves talking about Bryce Harper. He takes credit for Bryce Harper. Yeah.
Okay, who's the biggest trash talker in this league? And is Mike Adams near the top of the list?
Oh, no, Papelbon was.
Papelbon's the one.
Papelbon was the one, yeah. And like I said, Nick Punto was in it. Johnny Gomes. Just some other people. But yeah, Papelbon, not even close. And then you get to, okay, what's the punishment for the loser?
Yes.
Right? And Papelbon's was, he wanted someone to be chained to a cart, like a shopping mart cart thing in the middle of the parking lot for 24 hours. And I'm like, oh no. Nah.
24?
Yeah. But if Mike Adams was here, he was like, no. I'm not doing it. He's not doing it. So I think we landed at, you had to put the license plate cover, the winner get to choose the license plate cover for the loser. For the entire year. Oh. So in other words, if you're a Red Sox fan, you have to have a Yankees fan. Whatever. That's a very mild way of putting it. What was your guys? Did you have one or?
I had to do a sexy calendar shoot one year.
So you lost. You ended up losing.
Yeah, okay. I wound up losing.
Well, that seems like a reward more than.
I know, right? We've done one where you had to do a 10-minute set at a comedy club.
Oh.
I saw one. My favorite one I saw this year was, so you know the Waffle House challenge,
absolutely,
thing, right?
Yeah.
This is the bowling one where you have to sit there for the whole day, like those 24-hour bowling lane places. Yeah, the only way you can leave is you got to bowl a 300, or every beer you slam, you get 10 pins off.
Oh, okay.
And you got to work your way down. So for me, I would have to have at least 20 beers.
Easily.
Because I could barely roll 100.
No,
I'm
can't
terrible.
Either. I'm not the bowler.
Yeah, moral of the story, be good at fantasy
good.
Football.
Yeah, don't
right?
lose. Yeah, don't lose.
We have Rob Bradford, baseball beast, with us here live in Keller Fire Station number one. And you were at Globe Life Field yesterday
taking in
Rangers and Sox.
Yeah, I've last two times I've been there was the All-Star game, which was great. You know, I really enjoyed the All-Star game, but also obviously the World Series and how loud that place was then. And it was loud last night. And I came away from it, and I'm like, the Rangers are a good team. The Red Sox are a good team. The great game of baseball was a real winner last night for all Rangers fans who are feeling down right now. Like, don't feel too down. It's okay. It's okay. You'll be okay. But, I think the opening day – it's just awesome. I was talking, I did our podcast today with Lucas Giolito, and we said, listen, the playoffs, he said, the playoffs are bleeping awesome. That's what he said. And that's undeniable. But the next best thing is opening day. Mm-hmm. You have that feeling of, all right, let's go. Let's go. Yay, baseball, right?
Yes.
And then day two is a little different, but yay, baseball for day one.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people I saw preseason predictions, ALCS, Red Sox, Rangers. I got a little taste of that.
You know what? I was thinking this is that you want to start off the season with a crappy team, and both teams are like, oh, really? We got to play a good team?
Yeah, you like a tune-up series,
a tune-up series, right? Yeah, although I don't know if the Angels or the White Sox got the tune-up yesterday. I guess it was the White Sox. Congratulations to the White Sox.
That's who you want to play. You never want to play. Like, for the Rangers, you don't want the Red Sox. You don't want the Dodgers, Cardinals, Cubs, Yankees. You don't want any team that's a draw on opening day. Opening day is a sellout no matter who you're playing. You want to have some scrub in there who you would get 15,000 to 20,000 on a June night. That's who you want.
You know what it is?
Day.
In high school, it's the homecoming game. You want the homecoming game.
Yeah.
When you do the homecoming game, it's always the school that has like 10 kids in it, right? Yep. But yeah, like look at the Cubs. The Cubs had to go to Japan to play the Dodgers. That's not how you want to begin things. And I think that looking at that game yesterday, I was honestly thinking this when the game started. I'm like, these are two really good teams, and one of these teams is going to feel bad about themselves when they shouldn't feel bad about themselves, honestly. And I look at Eovaldi. Like, I'm a huge Eovaldi fan. Eovaldi, as I found out the other day, it came down to the Red Sox and Rangers. A lot of people, the Red Sox, thought he was going to go to the Red Sox. He didn't. I'm just a huge Eovaldi guy because you can give spin rate. You can give all this other stuff. Well, tell me the guy who, when the playoffs roll around, you put him on the mound, he's going to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a guy that always meets the moment. Yeah. That's why we love Nasty Nate.
And I'm really glad that – now, listen, I understand like some of the teams that are in cold climates, outdoor stadium, that took today off. They had the off day.
Yeah.
I am so glad the sport didn't do that again across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have like, they should be starting these early games in the South or in domes in general.
It's crazy. We do it every year, and it's – like New York or whatever, in Boston, it's to not prioritize finding warm weather. And yesterday, the roof opened for a minute, at Globe Life, which was yay, thank you. I mean, to show us outside.
Yes.
But it was, when it was open, it was like, this is awesome. And we just came, I was a month and a half in spring training, and I'm thinking, we're not going to see this weather for 4 months. This weather, whatever it is in the country. And I think that overall in baseball yesterday, it was a pretty good day. I mean, it was honestly a pretty good day. I mean, I'm not just saying this, baseball isn't boring, but it was a pretty good example of a whole ton of good stuff happening.
So baseball isn't boring, thus it does not need the golden at-bat to be entertained.
You know, what's boring is debating, like, stupid rules like that. You know, but I always hesitate. I don't know how you guys feel. Every time one of these rules comes up, I don't want to be old man yelling at clouds and saying, oh, that's ridiculous. Because usually they end up being decent. Mm-hmm. Pitch clock or whatever it is. Now, they've had some dumb ones. When they first started the whole, we're going to cut down the time of game, they had your walk-up music had to be limited to 15 seconds. Like, what? Like, who cares? That's stupid. But, you know, I think that for the most part, the rules have been pretty good. That one, that is undeniably dumb. It's just dumb.
Tell us something we don't know about Gavin Spittle, the baseball player, or the wiffle ball player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, listen.
Was he a hothead? Would he argue balls and strikes?
No.
Good forehand?
No, he was forehand. He was like the, he would treat everything like he would play baseball like he tennis, right? He was silently getting mad when I struck him out on five straight one-finger crap kickers, and then boom, you know, then he would enact his revenge. He was a pretty good wiffle ball player. He's an excellent tennis player, pretty good wiffle ball player, and also, I think, could imitate the entire 1980 Red Sox batting order. I don't know. We all do that, right?
Yeah, as a kid.
We all do that.
So hold on. What you're telling me is that if we call Gavin into the studio on Monday and
we
have him do every single
– yeah.
Every
should.
He will show us every single stance on
the
fan cam.
Yeah, let it be said, let it be done.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this what we always do? This is why batting stance guy went on Letterman for 9 minutes, right?
Yeah, and he didn't even get the Rangers right like half the time. I didn't feel I felt like he was – he didn't have – a lot of it was exaggerated. Sometimes he was too upright. I don't know. I don't think he always got it.
I think you should try the one-finger crab kick on him.
Yeah.
You think me?
Yeah.
You think I should do that?
Yeah. And usually, you know, for a radio, I'm cleaning that up a little bit.
Yeah.
That was the wiffle ball go-to. Yeah.
Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with us here live in Keller Firehouse number one, here until 10 a.m. The Tokyo stuff from last week, I was curious, did you see the way they were doing the beer refills?
Oh no!
With the backpack? Did you guys not see this?
Oh, they're Tokyo. Shooting it like with a squirt
gun? It's like the water hydration pack that you just sip on.
Like they're going to run a marathon.
Yes. The people that are
Camelbacks.
Yeah, the Camelbacks. Yeah. Yes, but now it's with beer, and you just basically you have your cup, and when you get more beer, they just refill it for you right there. They're revolutionizing the sport of beer drinking at baseball games. This is incredible, Rob.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is the next step. It's like, you know, this is the next step of baseball. We appreciate it. It's like opening day, right? You have one of the great things about opening day is seeing all the ridiculous food items, like this shove 12 hot dogs in a batting helmet. Can you eat it? Or what kind of milkshake with, you know, has, or Fruit Loops on a hot dog, whatever it is. But I love that they did that. I will say this. When I went to Japan with the Red Sox in 2008, it's a wild scene. Like, they're taking batting practice, two cages at the same time. They're doing sit-ups in the outfield. The Tokyo Dome is terrible. It's awful. It's like the worst dome that
really?
I ever saw. Oh, yeah. It's awful. With all due respect, it was terrible.
How does two cages at the same time work?
Very dangerously.
Yeah.
It's two cages literally next to each other. And I remember some of the baseball Red Sox people were saying, yeah, maybe we'll try this. And no, you're not trying it. You're not doing it. So there's a lot going on. But the beer thing, I think this is, we're always looking for the evolution, you know, whether it's a golden bat rule, whether it's a pitch clock, whatever it is. We have to think along those lines too. And I'll tell you what, we speaking of the podcast, one of the most listened to episodes we had to do with beer. And it was Matt Strom coming on and railing about how they wanted to shift beer sales to stopping in the eighth inning, in the ninth inning, instead of the seventh inning. Because, you know, he's like, well, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? But owners wanted to because they saw it was going the other way. It was bad for business. And so that caught a lot of attention. Everybody picked it up. And I do think that it stopped some teams actually from selling beer later in the game.
Yeah, that's a no-no. Don't like that. I do have a concession item. This is the craziest one that I've seen, Rob. Grade this if you haven't seen it before. Hartford Yard Goats.
Okay.
Float Your Goat is what it's called.
Sounds good to me.
Quarter pound all beef hot dog, chopped peppers, onions, bacon, and brown mustard submerged in a glass of 100% whole goat milk.
No.
What is the purpose of that?
Look at this thing, dude. I mean, I can't imagine. Why are we wedging foods into drinks? I've seen it in college baseball. I think the Miami Hurricanes are doing like some type of milkshake with food wedged into it. It's doing too much.
Listen, when you're adding Fruit Loops to a hot dog, you're trying to enhance it in some way, right? Mm-hmm. Putting food in milk is not trying to enhance it. It's just like saying, this is our name of our team, and so we are doing the milk equivalent of it.
Yep.
But I think the Rangers, a couple of years ago, we were going around some of the parks. I think they had a margarita and a helmet. I applaud. Good for you, Rangers. I mean, that was a pretty good one.
That's not bad. Yeah.
I love a take-home souvenir bit. You know, anything that I can take home adds the value. That's a fun deal. Hopefully, do we know for sure, did Mookie Betts eat that Float Your Goat?
Is that maybe what happened?
Is that maybe what tore him up?
Yeah.
Guess he's back and he's okay now.
I mean, he did not look well.
No.
He lost so much weight.
He lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is amazing the amount of players in Major League Baseball that get sick this spring training. I mean, we always talk about coming in the best shape of their life. They didn't even need to. Like the guy who came in and hit two home runs for the Red Sox, Willie Abreu, lost 10 pounds because he was sick. No, all these guys are losing weight. I've never seen a spring training with more illness across the board, and then they get like they look like a different person.
Yeah.
So, and Mookie certainly did, but I think he'll be okay. I think the Dodgers will be okay.
Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, always in the best shape of his life, live here in Keller with us. We appreciate you, Rob.
Yeah, there is a podcast, but the other part of that was not true. So, yeah. But you guys, I really appreciate all that you do. You guys have an awesome show, you guys are the best.
Thanks, man.
A great setup here, too. This is
cool,
awesome.
Isn't it? Yeah,
it
we really love the firehouse.
That's Josh Hamilton's house over there.
Oh, really?
I want to swing by and say
hello.
Oh, there
you go.
Yeah.
I press my face against a glass.
Hand him a t-shirt. Hand him the Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt.
No, there's only – who has turned this down? Oh, Joey Votto turned it down. He's the only person to turn down a Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt because, like, why do I need a t-shirt to say that? I'm like, fair. Okay. All right.
Yeah, bleep you, Joey Votto. Yeah. Rob, we love you. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes. Rob Bradford, Odyssey Podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring, live here in Keller at the Keller Firehouse, number one, kicking off the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. And before we get to Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece, we have a RJ Choppy College Kegger Madness Style featuring the Degenerate. That's next right here on The Fan.
After we get you over to Platinum Ford in Terrell, it is, of course, Stephen Gilchrist, Stone Store, Gilchrist Automotive, hooking you up on that brand new Ford car, truck, SUV, PlatinumFord.com, right between I-20 and Highway 80. It is worth the short drive to Terrell to save a lot more on that brand new vehicle. Adam Vinci is the GM. Adam's a solid dude, man. He's a solid dude. You're going to head on over there. You're going to tell him I sent you, and you're going to tell him you want to be part of Ford Truck Month. That they got going on right now. You get that F-150 STX, almost $10,000 of MSRP. It's yours for under $38,500. If you're looking for the F-150 XLT, you get almost $12,000 off MSRP, and that's yours for under $52,000. He has the largest selection of Super Duties. You're going to find F-450s, 350s, 250s, full-size Broncos, Raptor F-150s, the all-new Ford Lightning. It is Platinum Ford.com. Maybe you're looking for an Expedition 2024, $16,000 off MSRP. It's yours for under $62,000. PlatinumFord.com to customize it or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.